Greetings again, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob, and it's Friday. Amen. The gateway to the weekend, and just 2 days away from our Sabbath. Amen. It's Friday, September 3rd, episode number 26 of our daily respite. And on Fridays, we turned to Father Richard Rohr out in Santa Fe, New Mexico, for his daily meditation. And today he treats us to a devotion by Cynthia Bourgeau, who works at Father Richard's Center for Action and Contemplation, but also does a lot of amazing things on her own. I just picked up a book of hers and bought one for my son, too, called Mystical Courage. Mystical Courage. And it's an amazing, very unique book about doing different kinds of meditations and devotions in a much kind of more holistic and expansive way with your whole body and life, integrating all parts, not just stillness and quietness, but usually having some exercises to perform during meditation that stretch us and deepen us. It's an amazing little book, Mystical Courage by Cynthia Bourgeau, and you'll going to hear her devotion today on behalf of Richard Rohr. So let us center our hearts and still our minds. Maybe take a cup of tea. Hey, there it is. That's a little kava mixed with rubios. But then who cares about my tea? All right, here we go. Father Richard Rohr's daily devotion, and as you know, he has a theme for each week, and this is the week where the theme of his meditations has been living inside God's great story. That's the weekly theme, living inside God's great story. And our devotion today, simple trust in God's presence. Oh, just simply trust in God's presence. Amen. So easy to say. Maybe that's why I need her new book, Mystical Courage, here. Let's see what she has to teach us today. Today, Richard Rohr tells us that Cynthia Bourgeau will share how her early exposure to a simple form of quiet prayer impacted her spiritual journey. Let's listen. She says this, prayer is talking to God. With these words, nearly all of us receive our first religious instruction. Certainly I did. As a child, I learned the usual first prayers and graces. Now I lay me down to sleep. And God is great, God is good. Followed a bit later by the Lord's Prayer and the 23rd Psalm. I was also encouraged to speak to God in my own words and instructed that the appropriate topics for this conversation were to give thanks for the blessings of the day and to ask for assistance with particular needs and concerns. But for all this, I was also one of the relatively rare few who also had it patterned into me that prayer was listening to God, not just talking with God. Not even listening for messages, exactly. Like the child Samuel in my favorite Old Testament story, 1 Samuel 3, 3 through 10. But just being there, quietly gathered in God's presence. This learning came not from my formal Sunday school training, but through the spending of my first 6 school years in a Quaker school, where weekly silent meeting for worship was an invariable part of the rhythm of life, just as much as schoolwork or recess. The weekly silent meeting for worship. I can still remember trooping together class by class into the cavernous two-story meeting house and taking our places on the long, narrow benches once occupied by elders of yore. Occasionally there would be a scriptural verse or thought offered, but for long stretches there was simply silence. And in that silence, as I gazed up at the sunlight sparkling through those high upper windows or followed a secret tug drawing me down into my own heart, in that silence I began to know a prayer much deeper than talking to God. Somewhere in those depths of silence, I came upon my first experiences of God as a loving presence that was always near, and prayer as a simple trust in that presence. Let me repeat that. I began to know a prayer much deeper than talking to God, she says. Somewhere in those depths of silence, I came upon my first experiences of God as a loving presence that was always near, and prayer as a simple trust in that presence. Almost four decades later, when I was introduced to centering prayer through the work of Father Thomas Keating, it did not take me long to recognize where I was. In a deep way, I'd come home again to that place I first knew as a child in Quaker meeting. What I know now, of course, is that the type of prayer I was being exposed to during those meetings for worship was contemplative prayer. In Christian spiritual literature, this term all too often has the aura of being an advanced and somewhat rarefied form of prayer, mostly practiced by monks and mystics. But in essence, contemplative prayer is simply a wordless, trusting opening of self to the divine presence. Far from being advanced, it is about the simplest form of prayer there is. Children recognize it instantly, as I did. Perhaps because, as the 16th century mystic John of the Cross intimates, silence is God's first language. Let us pray. Loving God, you fill all things with a fullness and hope that we can never comprehend. Thank you for leading us into a time where more of reality is being unveiled for us all to see. We pray that you will take away our natural temptation for cynicism, denial, fear, and despair. Help us have the courage to awaken to greater truth, greater humility, and greater care for one another. May we place our hope in what matters and what lasts, trusting in your eternal presence and love. Now, God, listen to our hearts' longings for the healing of our suffering world. And brothers and sisters, let us please take a moment to lift up the prayers that are on our hearts today. Knowing, good God, that you are hearing us better than we are speaking, we offer these prayers in all the holy names of God. Amen.